You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
But it says, after the fire came a gentle whisper. And that's when Elijah got his mantle and threw it over his head and went out to sit and listen to what the Lord had to say to him. God has a gentle whisper that reaches every man if our heart is ready. And so this book helps sensitize us to his spirit, helps us to not lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. Again, he's the author. I know about being author. I wrote another book called
Hold on, hold on. I want to stay on this for a little bit.
Okay.
You talk about this, the horse whisper and gentleness. You know, it's written in Samuel that thy gentleness hath made thee great.
That's
it's written in Psalms.
Yes.
Thy gentleness hath made thee great.
That's right.
Then we know that the Apostle Paul, who'd been a Jew that was killing Christians, had an experience where he was knocked off the horse, blinded by a supernatural light. Jesus revealed himself to him, and then he became one of the greatest apostles for Jesus ever. I forgot what I was talking about. What was that?
Gentleness.
Oh, the gentleness. So Paul wrote about the gentleness being a fruit of the Holy Spirit, meaning if you have the Holy Spirit within you, there will be this fruit of gentleness. Now, I wasn't around when Jesus visited the earth, but perhaps I've heard his voice, and when I did, it certainly was not a yelling voice. I always had a disdain for the people on TV that yell in the name of Jesus. When I found Pat Robertson before I was born again, His gentle delivery of his voice attracted me. He was sophisticated, he was educated, and he did not scream. So if you say that the horse, the gentle, the Jesus whisper, you know, I'm wondering how many people are off the mark. I know that it says in the scriptures that God has chosen the foolishness of preaching to bring about.
To confound the wise.
Pardon me?
To confound the wise, the base things and the things that are not, to bring about the things that are.
That's one of the scriptures, but the other one is he's chosen the foolishness of preaching.
Right.
Now, when I think of the foolishness of preaching, I think of the African-American gentleman up on 58th and 60, who on Sundays you'll see there with the great big signs, and
yes,
he's got a megaphone. The megaphone is virtually useless because you can't hear him, but at least his sign mentions the name of Jesus, and it does say somewhere in the scriptures, being a fool for Christ, because Jesus plainly said, if you deny me before men, one day I'll deny you before my Father. If you declare me before men, one day I will declare you before my Father. But I'm not sure if that necessarily includes yelling. You know, we know Francis of Assisi, who said, preach Christ at all times, but only use words as a last result. As a last, well, not result, a last recourse or whatever the word is. Pardon me?
Resort.
Preach Christ at all times, but only use words as a last resort. Now, this is Francis of Assisi. So people, I remember before I came to know Jesus, I thought Jesus was a bunch of hooey. I was into Eastern religions. I read an autobiography of a yogi when I was 14. At 16, went to Boston, got inducted into Transcendental Meditation, but you know, I forget where I was going to go with all that. But anyway, so this horse whisper, do you think, how do you respond to people yelling up on the platform behind the pulpit?
God speaks to different people because we're individuals and we respond differently to certain personalities. But the truth that's in the ministry and the call, God has a way of reaching the Bible says, the darkest man in the deepest jungle. Okay? How he does that, I'm not sure, but I do know about hearing his voice and what I can share about my own experience.
Yes.
If you'll allow me, there's before COVID started, or right when COVID started, I wrote, the world is in a turmoil more intense than any time in history. The information highway is congested with conflicting news and an overload of false data. A landslide of global media corruption with political controls is causing politics to quickly move towards a one world order. The following poem is what God gave to me. I wrote it in 2020, and it barely touches on our present day issues. It's called Suddenly. This is how I got this, and I wrote it down just like I got it. Suddenly the virus struck. Without a hint, it came. Suddenly a quarantine before I knew its name. Suddenly fear manifested, and the media was deceiving. Suddenly, I found the faith in what I've been believing. A leak came out of China from a region called Wuhan. The WHO compelled research as pandemic began. Panic and pandemic formed allegiances worldwide, and death stalked every nation with no safe place to hide. Life as most had known it hung precariously by a thread, as mankind had no answers and multitudes dropped dead. Savage and contagious, with consensus over all, was to isolate the masses with an impenetrable wall. They shut down all the stadiums, the public gatherings, social, schools, libraries, all sports events and teams, theaters, restaurants, daycare, the workplace and the mall, especially Christian seminars, churches most of all. Except for the necessities, essential services evolved. Walmart and grocery stores and pharmacies were allowed. Suddenly, streets were empty. State lines can't be crossed. Families could not gather when the loved ones had been lost. No family reunions or weddings, no funerals could be planned. There were no graduations or proms, no dances, no band. All around the world, global lockdown was enforced. Chaos, loss of jobs and income, domestic violence, suicide, hatred, divorce. Political upheavals, Illuminati's want control. Economies are falling. New world order is their goal. The deep state showing disregard. Socialistic tendencies are appalling. Atheistic college agendas blinded those that are falling. Voter fraud is looming. Gun laws are imposed. Constitutional rights are threatened. Child trafficking disclosed. It all happened oh so subtly. While sickness filled the air, a mystery unfolded. Suddenly, the world engaged in prayer. While some began to panic, hoarding toilet paper and wipes, Bibles started selling out, while airlines canceled flights. The suddenlies manifested a particular kind of guise as believers suddenly were opening their eyes. A call was rising in the soul of those who had been sleeping. If my people called by my name repented with their weeping. As strange as it seems, it happened this way. They humbled themselves and began to pray. They turned from their sins and their wicked ways, and God heard them from heaven, embracing their praise. Then suddenly around the world, while men were pursuing God's word, I am began to heal the land. And his voice alone was heard. The last stanza of that poem highlights the main purpose of this book, that we hear God's voice with clarity and confidence because he wants to empower us, protect us, and seal us with his promise.
Well, I think it's in the book of Isaiah where it says his nature is to be quiet. You know, obviously, even the prophets don't hear from him every day. And we all go through periods where you might call it a desert experience, where you don't hear from the Lord. I'm sure you've been through those, right?
Well, let's put it this way. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. If I'm not full of joy, I know I'm in another presence. And I can come into his presence anytime I want.
How?
By calling on his name, by, you know, spending time with him.
Do you think that isn't it written that he inhabits the praises
of his people?
His people?
That's right.
Define praises. Most people would say that limits to singing, but it's no. Praising is more than singing, right?
Much more. There's praise, there's worship. That's what Satan had done as the leader of all praise to God. He had the highest position, the highest honor to direct the praise and the worship to the one who was worthy. But he got jealous and he wanted to take all the credit. And a third of the angels fell with him. A third. That is mind-boggling to me. But because he was so magnificent and so glorious and he had such charisma, he was able to convince a third of the heavenly realm to follow him. There's been a battle ever since, but God has this wrapped up.
Well, Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness.
That's right.
Now, you've been given a terminal cancer report.
Right.
And that was a long time ago. Matter of fact, you're not even supposed to be on the earth anymore, according to the doctors, right?
Right.
How are you doing? First of all, are you fearful? Are you ill? Do you have a temperature? Do you feel uncomfortable? Has God spoken to you yet? Is he going to take you home, or are you on your way out, or are you going to be sticking around?
Well, I know I'm going to be sticking around until he does call me home. And here's the thing. Doctors don't know. They give an educated hypothesis. They give an educated guess. According to what they know, you know, my time is very short. But when they called me and asked me, they said, you have cancer throughout your bones. Do you have any pain? I said, no. They said, you have a collapsed colon. Is your body working? I said, yes. All the questions that they asked me. And the natural shouldn't be. I shouldn't feel fine. I should have all kinds of evidence of a vile cancer that is out to rob, kill, and destroy. But, Rhett, I know how to speak to my mountains.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
It's A New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress?